News, I'm Ben Thomas. The search continues for victims in the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge while investigators examine evidence from the cargo vessel that brought it down. Sagar Magani brings us up to date.
The Coast Guard says the cargo ship that rammed and collapsed Baltimore's Key Bridge underwent engine maintenance in port before the incident. Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says authorities were told the Dolly was going to have routine maintenance.
We were not informed of any problems with the vessel,
which ended up losing power before it crashed into the bridge. The disclosure came as divers recovered the bodies of two of the six construction workers who were fixing potholes on the bridge and plunged into the Patapsco River.
The deceased were removed from the vehicle and brought to the shore.
Maryland State Police head Roland Butler says the other four workers are presumed dead, and once the water is clear of the bridge's debris,
those same divers are going to go back out there and bring those people closure.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The death toll from Israeli airstrikes across southern Lebanon has climbed to 16, while in northern Israel, one man was killed by a barrage fired by Hezbollah. And Karen Chamas has more from the region.
As Yemen's Houthi rebels continue to target ships, the AP has analyzed some satellite images showing what appears to be an airstrip being built at an entrance to that crucial maritime route, with "I love UAE" written in the dirt next to it. No country has publicly claimed ownership of the construction. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin scoffing at the possibility of his country launching an attack on a NATO member. On a visit to an airbase, he called it sheer nonsense, but warns any Western airbase hosting U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets slated for deployment in Ukraine would be a legitimate target. Russia's vetoed a UN resolution effectively abolishing the monitoring of UN sanctions against North Korea. This is AP News. The Commerce Department's revised its estimate of fourth quarter growth upward, the nation's gross domestic product expanding at a solid 3.4% annual pace from October through December. And Seth Sutel has Wall Street's open.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding relatively steady as Wall Street coasts into the close of its latest winning month and quarter. The S&P 500 was up 0.1% early Thursday after setting an all-time high the day before. The benchmark index has risen about 10% in the first 3 months of the year as the market continues a nearly unstoppable run that began last October. The Dow was little changed. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.1%. Both of those indices are also close to record highs. Treasury yields were slightly higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note inched up to 4.20%. U.S. markets will be closed for Good Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.